This is DJ Serotonin with KVNF at the Zephyros Farm Festival with March 4th Marching Band. I have the pleasure of interviewing John Avril tonight, bass player and band leader to March 4th Marching Band. The band is fresh off of a cultural tour to China. This was a co-sponsored tour by our U.S. State Department and their cultural embassy. So a very exciting time for them. I'm sure they're exhausted. They're at high altitude and in a different time zone than they're used to, but they're going to rock the house tonight. I am sure of it. And Peonia, it really seems like, is ready to get down and rock the house right with them. So we're going to do a couple interviews, and then we're going to get to some of the music. So how many times have you played in Peonia, John?
I think this is our second or third. Yeah, we played Colorado more than anywhere else.
Yeah, it really seems like Colorado has a huge fan base for you guys. What's your favorite part of Colorado to play?
Oh, I don't know if I have a favorite. I just like the whole state. I mean, there's in other states there are certain cities that I like, but Colorado is like my favorite state as a whole. I mean, the people are pretty consistent from town to town. Everybody's really cool. It seems like people get out a lot outdoors and really appreciate that, and they're active, and then they show up to shows, and they're also active at the shows. You know, I'm always impressed by the energy here overall.
Yeah, it seems like, especially tonight, everybody's sort of out in their best March 4th gear, and I've seen lots of people with actual March 4th merchandise, like hats and stuff like that. Do you guys do some costuming?
Well, we have a whole merch booth over there, which I don't know if you've explored it, but it's sort of like a mini marketplace, and a lot of the goods there are handmade by band members that have recycled things, leather jackets, you know, hats, whatever.
Which is really awesome. There's a strong recycled fashion base in the town of Peonia, and so a lot of the costumes that are here tonight are handmade and recycled locally. So it's kind of fun to see a mix of the March 4th style and a mix of the local Peonia. Tell me a little bit about the Beijing trip that you just took.
Well, we just flew into Beijing. We had like a day off there where we went to Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City, like a touristy kind of thing, which was really interesting. And then took a high-speed train to the Henan province, which is sort of the equivalent of the Midwest of China. So it's culturally a little bit lacking as opposed to like Beijing or Shanghai, where they're more urban and a little bit more westernized.
So is this a cultural tour? Is that the basis of why you were...
Yeah, it was a cultural tour. We mostly played universities and these theaters, and they were sponsored by various companies, and it was all coordinated by the Henan Cultural Association. And then they paid for half of it, and then the U.S. State Department paid for the other half as basically their budget towards this cultural exchange.
I have to say that's a really special element to any musical gathering or offering. That you're there as an ambassador of our country and of our artistic, you know, renaissance that's sort of happening right now is really special.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I sort of thought there might be maybe an American liaison on board or somebody representing the U.S. government that was there. We were told there was going to be somebody with us, but nobody ever showed up, so...
Whoa!
So there was a lot of Chinese dignitaries and Chinese audience, and it was all Chinese...
How does that change the tone of your normal like March 4th experience or audience? Did it change anything, or did it? How did it change?
Well, what I expected was what did happen in occasion where people were sitting in their seats and it was really hard to get them up and dance, mostly because they just didn't know what to do, you know, because they don't have like a lot of Western music coming through. They don't have a rock and roll circuit, so they're not used to going out and seeing bands.
So it was more truly a cultural experience more than entertainment for them.
Well, no, it was entertainment because we, you know, I'm saying there were some people like that, and then there were also the students and the little kids who we totally got dancing, who would mob the stage by the end of the show, hound us for autographs and photos for like up to an hour after the show. So in some ways, there was one show in particular on the Chinese trip, which was hands down number one show for me just in terms of
crowd response.
Yeah, or just the insanity afterwards, like a mania kind of thing. I've never experienced that before. People were like banging on the green room door, and every time somebody would exit it, you know, after the show, they would scream and mob them and stuff, and it was like really weird. Those people will, you know, follow us or what? I don't know. You know, it was just a weird trip. It was just like we It's like we're on a flying saucer and we landed in some strange planet for 12 days, got bussed around to different places without really knowing everywhere we were going or having a sense of like where the geography is. Like the U.S., you know, I know where everything is. Sure. There, I was just, okay, we're going south now. But we had an awesome day off where we went to the Longman Grotto where they had the 17-meter high, because it's all metric there, Buddha that they carved, you know, like 400 right. years ago or something. Oh, right. And then yes. it's like 1,000 Buddhas carved into the wall and yes. stuff. And then we went to the Shaolin Temple. And
yes. Yeah, deeply spiritual place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. That was maybe the highlight of the tour for me, you know, and that was on the one day off that we had.
That's really awesome. I really appreciate you talking with us. I'm looking forward to your show tonight. I've seen you guys several times in Colorado and actually out on the playa. Do you plan on going to the Burn this year?
Not going this year.
Year.
Yeah, we took a couple of years off, just because we had to tour and we had other offers, and then we decided to turned down a big offer last year in Wyoming and go to Burning Man last year and pay money and this year, and it was kind of, there was some stuff anyway I would get into it. But
sure, the Burning Man blowout, right?
Yeah, I've been Burning Man 14 times, so it's like I've kind of been there, done that to an extent. It's changed a lot, and we're kind of just doing this for a living. We can't afford to spend money on a weekend at Burning Man. So basically we're going to that festival in Laramie, Wyoming. That's that same weekend of Burning Man. The Labor Day weekend will be at a festival. I forget the name of it, but it's in Laramie. And so, yeah.
Well, terrific. It sounds like you're really making your mark on the music scene and the festival scene. Are there any festivals that you're looking forward to this summer? It's just starting out, but is there anything that you particularly are looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the All Good Festival in Ohio, just because I've never been there before. We're not returning to some of the festivals we've done like the last couple of years in a row, and it's kind of the way it is, you know, you do a festival 2 years in a row or every other year or something kind of thing. So this is a year we're not doing High Sierra, we're not doing Wakarusa.
Right. You'd be there.
Right. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being actually being home in Portland a little bit more this summer than we have. The last two summers have been insane, so I kind of like turned down some things that would have taken us clear cross country just for a week gig, and it just, we have enough going on. Like I just, you wait all year through the rain in Portland to get your summers.
Right.
It's 2.5 months.
And that's it.
And the last 2 years, you know, we've been gone most of the time, so I'm looking forward to being home a little bit more.
Well, I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much. This is Sarah Tonin with John from the March 4th Marching Band. We're going to hear some tracks off their latest album, Rise Up. This album is dedicated to the Hurricane Katrina disaster relief in New Orleans, the Sweet Home New Orleans nonprofit, whose mission is to support individuals and organizations that will perpetuate New Orleans' unique musical and cultural talents. So this next track is from the March 4th Marching Band latest album, Ninth Ward Calling. We'll be right back. This is DJ Serotonin, and I'm coming to you from the Zephros Farms March 4th Marching Band Farm Party. Local wine, food, and some of the finest marching band music you will find anywhere. I'm here tonight talking to Susie Caldas from the North Fork Creative Coalition. The combination of the sort of like funky festival vibe and local food and farm and wine is something that the Creative Coalition is holds dear to their heart.
The Creative Coalition is all about merging and partnering, merging art, food, farm, wine, fun, family. And this is the perfect example of how to succeed in a rural community, merging art, food, farm, and everything that goes along with it. I mean, I think there are at least 200 people here right now. Everyone's dressed either as a clown, a band leader, or a farmer.
This is DJ Serotonin coming to you from Zephros Farm Festival with the March 4th Marching Band. We're going to hear a track off their latest album. The first track we're going to hear is called Gospel. Thank you. Okay, this is DJ Serotonin, and we are coming to you from Zephyros Farms, the March 4th Marching Band Farm Party. I'm standing here with some lovely ladies who are here to enjoy the evening. Go ahead and tell me your names, girls.
Abby.
Kayla.
Lila.
Grace.
Ceylon.
Adair.
All right, and so, oh, and there's a gentleman who just joined us. Would you like to give us your name?
Bob Marley.
Awesome. Bob Marley is in the house. Okay, so have any of you seen March 4th before?
Yeah, it's my favorite band of all times.
Well, my dad does pick it in the park, so he brought them in last year, but they didn't have all 24.
For this event tonight, we have 24 of the members?
And about 400 people for the audience.
Wow, you figure there's 400 people here. Wow, that's awesome. So, are you girls getting ready to dance tonight?
No.
No, you're not going to dance, Grace? What did you say, Kayla?
I don't dance.
No, you don't dance. It's like Footloose in here. What other festivals are you looking forward to this summer?
Pagosa!
Yay, Pagosa! Anybody else?
We're going to Alaska.
Oh, you're going to Alaska. Any festivals, music festivals or art festivals?
There's Pickin' in the Park.
Awesome. There's Pickin' in the Park. And Pickin' in the Park is starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, this is DJ Serotonin coming to you from Zephyros Farm with a lovely group of children who are all getting very excited for the March 4th Marching Band. So thank you, girls, and have a good night. From their live album, March 4th Marching Band, we're going to hear Freestyle for Miles.
March 4th dancers, ladies and gentlemen.